What are you doing this weekend, by the way?
Seeing Black Panther tomorrow.
Ooh, with George.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's really my only, like, big plans.
Dude, you're going to love Michael B. Jordan.
Is that the main character?
No, he's the bad guy.
Ooh!
He's so freaking sexy. And this because he has the hair kind of off to the side.
Oh, yeah.
That's my thing.
Ooh! Yeah, I'm excited.
There's, like, one, and I saw this in the trailer, but, like, as he's walking in, there's a scene where he's walking in, but he's, like, moving with such, like, it's almost like evil swagger.
Yeah.
But without it being like the stereotypical villain like walk, like I'm the bad guy. It's clear that I'm bad guy. This is more like, yo.
Yeah, like I'm the shiz. Like,
right. It was just like,
Yeah, I know.
You make me feel feelings.
Danny was like, you really shouldn't see old George. And I was like, good thing it's a movie, so I can't be like, baby's so sexy. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to talk during the movie, so I can just like drool.
Yep.
Silently.
And get your seat a little moist.
Yeah. Right. Actually, though.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Vicky B. And we have Ooh, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Hey. And before we get into all the things we wanted to talk to today, I should probably tell you how you can get a hold of us.
Yeah.
And that way you can, like, even call in and leave us a voicemail. It's 253-778-6029. You can leave us a voicemail, text message, anything you want. The broadcast on Facebook or at the broadcast 999 on Twitter and Instagram or the broadcast 999 at gmail.com.
Yeah. Moose, I miss you, by the way. Where have you been? I haven't gotten
to be fair, we weren't around.
Oh,
and then I had some technical issues, so some of the podcasts did not go up right away. So sorry about that.
Oh, awkward.
Awkward.
But I miss your random text, Moose. I want to hear about you and your love triangle, not triangle, like,
stuff.
Threesome action-ness. Yes.
But yeah, like, if you are drunk, just call us. That'd be funny as all hell.
Yeah, or if you have a question about girls and our craziness or relationship
Or one of the big things that we do like to talk about, or one we love to do, is do a rant session.
Mm-hmm.
And
if something's bothering you and you just rant, like, it could be anything from traffic to weather to relationship to divorce to a strip club. I don't know.
Or even something dumb. I think I did a rant session about a stupid thing like my phone does once. It's when I'm in the middle of a text, sometimes I'm just texting without looking. Like, you know, like what you do when you type without looking at your keyboard.
When you're driving, Vicky?
No, in general.
Oh, okay, just kidding.
When I'm just not looking, I'm just talking to somebody or whatever, I'm trying to send a quick text, and then I see that I get this stupid pop-up of like, hey, there's a Wi-Fi, you know, which I like because like I like knowing if there's a Wi-Fi option nearby.
Yeah, totally.
But if I'm in the middle of a text, that option should not pop up because then I realize I've been typing and it hasn't gone through.
Oh, like nothing you type
since it popped up.
Oh, that's annoying.
Or when I'm driving or doing like in the middle of a video or something, which I get it could be nice for some people, but I wish there was an option like, hey, I want you to pop up, but don't pop up when I'm doing something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a video or text or typing.
I guess your phone would probably know. They could like do it so they wouldn't know that you're watching a video. Right. Typing's pretty obvious because
it's like, hey,
yeah,
like, it's moving. But I did a whole rant session about that. But I have a rant session over something that some people are going to think is kind of silly for me to get upset over.
Okay.
We were discussing earlier, this guy I used to see, and on Christmas, he sent me a message.
How long has it been since you guys haven't seen each other?
I haven't seen him. I think I saw him in November briefly at a convention.
Okay. But you guys have not been together
We haven't hung out since, like, early last year. So maybe almost a year and a couple months, I think, that we, like, hung out.
Okay. Slept together.
Slept together has been over a year.
Okay.
And he was going through a lot of stuff, and I realized, like, the stuff that he was doing in his life, I did not want to be a part of it because of how we both felt, So I was like, you know what? It's either this or this. It's not like I'm giving you an ultimatum. I can't deal with this. So I'm going to leave unless you do something different. Then yeah. I'll stick around.
But you got to protect yourself.
But if you're not, if this is the kind of life you want, then I'm not going to stick around. That's totally fine. So yeah, we weren't necessarily angry at each other. I was just like, I just can't be around this. I think I was angry for a little while or just upset.
He decided to not do what you wanted.
Yeah, I was disappointed about that, but I was disappointed that like he never reached out to like check up or anything like that. So then like maybe like when I'd run into him at a convention, he might say something, but like we wouldn't hang out like or anything at like comic book conventions like we would.
And there was no closure kind of thing?
No, it was just like that's where it was and that was it. Like, we hung out once, and it was very awkward, at least on my end. I think he was pretending like it never happened.
The conversation?
No, like, the relationship.
Like, awkward.
Either he's, like, not so much that he was avoiding, like, oh, no, that never happened, but he was just, like, acting like old times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it can't be like old times.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't feel like old times.
Yeah. Plus, so much time has passed by. Like, right. What?
So, on Christmas Day, he sent me a message, and he was like, hey, you know, this has been a crazy year. Merry Christmas. I hope you're doing okay. Like, thank you for, you know, you were a great part of my life. You're some of the highlights of this last year, blah, 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 that kind of thing. And then he says, if you're not with anybody, you'll find him, kind of a vibe. And, it's like, you know, you'll find somebody that truly deserves you and you'll, you know, be the best thing for him. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, I am so, so tired of people saying that to me. Like, I hate it. It almost sounds, and even if they're saying it in the best intention, it sounds a little condescending.
Like you'll find someone or you're such a good person, this, that, and the other, and you'll find someone, but it's like, why not?
Like if I'm in like not in a good place, like if I'm drunk or if I'm just not feeling good and I'm like, you know, if I ask or like I'm talking about that, like when will I find him? If I start off like that, then that is an appropriate response. If I'm like, yeah, no, I'm trying the thing. I'm just kind of. Like, I'd like to meet that guy, but I'm not forcing it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's okay, sweetie. You'll find him. You're so this and that. I'm like, I'm not. I know I'm awesome.
I'm
cool. I'm just, I don't know. Like,
I think it's weird when guys do that, especially like when they say they give you all of these compliments but and say nothing bad, but they're yet breaking up with you. But they're still like. But you're so amazing and you're like such a great lover and you have a great heart and you're right. Just so kind. But it's like, well, then what the hell? Like, what's going on?
I would have freaking rocked your world.
Yeah.
Dude. Like we would have been a great partner. Like, cause we actually had feelings. And so it's like, okay, we would have been an amazing team. We could have taken over the world together kind of vibe.
Yeah. So but, then it's like, why, what the hell?
But I don't know. I just hate it when anybody says it to me, especially like guys like that. I'm like, cool.
Yeah. Like, what are you supposed to? Thank you. Thanks. I hope I find someone too.
Like, it's a reminder. It's like, oh, you don't have anybody. Like, that's the first thing I think. I'm thinking negatively towards Lisa. And I could take it as like a nice compliment or a nice thing he was trying to say. But when anybody says it, like, and it sucks being the only single friend. And it's not like. All my friends have like boyfriends that they've been dating for a couple months, maybe a year. No, all my friends have serious relationships.
Yeah.
And are married.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel like there's some friends that are totally cool. We're fine. Like they don't treat me any different than when we were all single.
Mm-hmm.
Like we still go out and party. We do stuff with the husband. Like we all hang out and do our thing like we used to do. But then there's some people that like kind of treat it like, oh, poor you. Like
yeah,
we made it through this finish line. We made it. We got it.
Or because when I was single, I get the whole like, I don't know if they would want me around without another person. Like, and for me, I have no problem hanging out with a couple. And I have no problem hanging out with two couples. I will be the third wheel. I'll be the fifth wheel. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, if I like you both, you're both my homies. Like, that's totally fine. I don't care if you guys are sleeping together. Like, it's not, you know.
It is a little awkward when you're trying to get some dude and all, you know, everyone's in a couple and everybody's all old mature. I'm like, I'm grinding on this dude. I'm hoping to have sex with
everyone. Help me out. Be my wing woman and wingman.
It's a little awkward, you know. I mean, I will say that is a little awkward when you're like, I'm trying to meet somebody, but now I'm in a group of couples. Now the guy that I'm like, if I try to talk to somebody, I'm going to look like the single. Like, it's a weird freaking sexual politic game that I don't like playing.
We'll see. Like, I don't know. I'm so like. Chill, like if you went out with me and my boyfriend and like you wanted to hit on someone, like I would easily just like either help wing woman you or like I would be like, George, like go talk to that group of guys. Like,
I think with you guys is a little different. Like, I totally would feel more comfortable doing that with you guys as opposed to like some of my other friends. They're like
very
in that
like
older state of mind,
yeah, and have been together for a long time, so they're kind of like the old lady, old
like,
man
couple. I mean, they, like sometimes they can get after it. I will admit they know how to get after it, but then sometimes it's like. You're just here to hang out in this group. I want to meet people. Even if it's not like a, hey, I want to bang you kind of a thing. I like to meet people because I'm trying to break out of this whole like social media world, like online dating thing. Like I want to meet people in real life and have real life connections. And like, even if it's a connection for the night, like have you ever done that? Like you met somebody and you just had like a really awesome conversation and that was it.
Yeah, totally.
And I like that. Like,
it's way better happening like organically. Like,
and sometimes it's just not meant to be. After like, I had some really awesome deep conversations with this guy drunkenly after getting off the restaurant once.
Oh yeah.
Like they some of them had British accents, and so we were like, we'll hang out with you guys for sure. Yeah.
Hello, Vicky.
Except the one guy I was chatting with did not, so it was super upsetting.
Oh, not hello, Vicky.
But then, like we went out and had coffee once after that, and I think we both kind of like we didn't really neither of us texted each other after the fact.
Oh, weird.
Like, it was just like, I think it was nice for that night. It was nice to hang out because then we can know like, oh, you know, what if
yeah.
the one that maybe got away, what if I would have reached out to them or whatever.
Totally.
But it was nice to have that. Like, just let's just talk.
And I'm not going to lie. Like, sometimes like that environment, like being out like at a bar and honestly the alcohol and like sometimes you just click way quicker and way more like just at that one time, and then you meet up sober and you're just kind of like, oh, like you're cool, you're nice, but we obviously don't have that like connection that we once did for that one
for that moment, because in that moment you're vulnerable, you're open, you're raw, like you don't have your walls up because you're drunk, you're a little bit more accepting of whatever's coming your way, as opposed to when you're in the right state of mind and you're kind of closed off from everything. But it's also, you know,
which is okay.
It's
like,
totally fine.
It's good to know you guys tried it and then it didn't.
Yeah, it just wasn't. It just wasn't what we were wanting, and or just it wasn't vibing. He was a really nice guy. I thought he was really cool. But on top of that, we were both busy as hell. So I'm like, this is not going to work. It took us like weeks to get coffee.
Yeah.
Try to plan a time. So it's like, you know, it's not meant to be.
Plus, people vibe better with a lot more people when they're drunk.
Right. Agreed.
Yeah.
The puzzle pieces seem to fit a little better.
Yeah. Or everyone just becomes, I feel like, not everyone, obviously. Some people are angry or jealous or whatever. But like, everyone just kind of loves everyone
it's
more.
Just more love.
Yeah. It's just like, no one gives an F and everyone's just like, woo.
Let's all. I agree.
Yeah.
But I do have friends as well, though. The last boyfriend I had, which is nearing on 4 years ago, since
Damn.
I was in an actual relationship.
Oh my gosh. 4 years ago?
Yeah. I've been in like many relationships, like the guy I was just talking about, the one that
I'm just
he sent me the message.
That, I mean, like, I remember, I didn't even meet him, but I remember, like, you talking, I just can't believe that's 4 years ago. My mind's blown.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him in almost 4 years, too. Because I think we were talking for a little bit. And then I was just like, when I heard he got a new girlfriend, I'm like, blocking on everything.
Yeah.
Because I don't really, there's no point after that. Like, because he got her pregnant. So I was like, you are going to be a father.
Yeah, you're stuck with her for at least 18 years.
So I don't see myself wanting to communicate with you anytime soon. So I'm just going to block you. So he's been blocked. But I don't, like, when the second I got that boyfriend, I had one friend that was super excited. Mm. Like, not like, oh my God, congratulations, but like, oh my God, we can all hang out now. I'm like, I thought we already did.
That's so weird.
I'm just like, and I don't know if she was just kind of has like this weird, at the time, I think a jealousy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where like, because I was single, she just was super like, oh. And because I was like, I am very sexually open about everything. Girls are like on guard, like, are you going to try to bang my boyfriend?
Yeah.
Kind of vibe. So I think she was like, now she won't bang my boyfriend, which doesn't make sense. If I'm an awful human being and I'm just going to be sleeping with my friend's boyfriends and stuff, it doesn't matter if I have a boyfriend. So, okay.
Yeah.
That line of reasoning.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to think you know that I have enough honor that I wouldn't have sex with your boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, if you're my friend, like if I thought you were going to sleep, like I wouldn't be your friend.
Exactly.
At that point. Like,
but she knew she was being irrational, but she just still like, she's cool now. She, like, better.
Yeah.
So
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love double dates. I think double dates are so fun. So I get that whole like, oh, let's go on a double date kind of thing. But I would never not invite you to something.
Right. Like, and so that's the only, I think maybe that's why I'm not bitter about being single. I'm bitter about the way people treat me.
Yeah. Because no, that would be really annoying.
Yeah. So.
But hey, I was single for 5 years before this relationship I'm in now. So,
yeah,
YOLO. Like,
yeah, right. I'm like, I'm trying to do my own thing. I'm trying to take over the world my own way. So
hell yeah,
I'm very tired. So the idea of dating, is sounds so exhausting right now.
And, like, it's a commitment. Like, I feel
like to actual dates, not necessarily having
a boyfriend.
Even being
in a relationship, but yeah. It's like, it's time consuming. I mean, I feel like guys probably know that more because girls definitely need more attention than dudes do. But I mean, you still have to it's a person that you need to put in your life, like a lot more than anyone else, really. And you must, or you will not get laid. Just saying.
Yeah, it's been a minute for me, actually. But not if you count Bob.
Battery operated?
Wait, do you know,
battery operated what?
Boyfriend.
Boyfriend, thank you. I was like, toy, that'd be bought.
Do you know who Mike Rowe is?
No.
He did Dirty Jobs. He's got a very sexy voice.
Yeah.
So I love watching his videos or posts he does online because he comes out with some really awesome, drops some awesome knowledge on people. And I read this thing a while back and it kind of made me want to start doing online dating again, but I don't know. Not really.
Are you, your Tinder and everything's deactivated, right?
Yes.
Or whatever you call it. Yeah. What do you say?
So it says, I found the article and it's like he offers a fan some of the greatest career advice. And it started off because I think the person was saying something along the lines of, I spent the last year trying to figure out the right career for myself, and I still can't figure out what to do. I've always been a hands-on kind of guy and a go-getter, and I could never be an office worker. I need to change excitement and adventure in my life, but where the pay is steady. I grew up in construction. My first job was a restoration project, and I love everything outdoors, and I play music for extra money. And I like trying pretty much everything, but I get bored very easily. And I want a career that will always keep me happy, but can allow me to have a family and get some time to travel. I figured if anyone knows jobs, it's you. So I was just wondering on your thoughts and if you ever get the time, thank you. And then he says, hi, Parker. My first thought is that you should learn to weld and move to North Dakota. The opportunities are enormous, and as a hands-on go-getter, you're qualified for the work. But after reading your posts a second time, it occurs to me that your qualifications are not the reason you can't find the career you want. He's like, I had drinks last night with a woman I know. Let's call her Claire. Claire just turned 42. She's cute, smart, and successful. She's frustrated, though, because she can't find a man. And I listened all evening about how difficult her search has been, about how all the good ones were taken, about how her other friends had found their soulmates, and how it wasn't fair that she had not. Look at me, she said. I take care of myself. I've put myself out there. Why is this so hard? How about the guy at the end of the bar, I said. He keeps looking at you. Not my type. Really? How do you know? I just know. Have you tried a dating site? I asked. Are you kidding? I would never date someone I met online. All right. How about a change of scene? Your company has offices all over. Maybe try living in another city. What? And leave San Francisco? Never. Well, how about the other side of town? You know, mix it up a little bit. Visit different places, new museums, new bars, new theaters. How about, she looked at me like I had two heads. Why the hell would I do that? Here's the thing, Parker. Claire doesn't really want a man. She wants the right man. She wants a soulmate, specifically a soulmate from her zip code. She assembled this guy in her mind years ago, and now, damn it, she's tired of waiting. I didn't tell her this because Claire had the capacity for sudden violence, and it's true. She complains about being alone, even though her rules have more or less guaranteed that she'll stay that way. She has built a wall between herself and her goal, a wall made of conditions and expectations. It is possible that you've built a similar wall. And he kind of goes on from there, but that the whole story of Claire has always stuck with me. It's like, try not to, and I've had
you're not in a career.
Oops, wrong
and you want
video.
Not
thanks,
in a
micro. But that's, I've done the dating sites, and
it kind of reminds me of you, honestly.
A little bit. Because there's a lot of times where I don't, I won't talk to a guy because he doesn't look like my type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've heard you won't talk to guys who look normal, look like the all-American boy, don't have tattoos, look like a pretty boy, la la la, because you think they'll judge you. Because
I've had that. I've dated the pretty boy or the smart boy that didn't have tattoos, that wore the right, like the kind of guy you bring home to mom.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a guy. And they sat there and they hated my tattoos. They hated my ripped jeans. They didn't
like that. But
that
was just two dudes, you know?
Exactly. And so I've just kind of conditioned myself. So I've tried to be open-minded. There's one guy who was really, I had this conversation with somebody recently. It's like, you're a very deep person. And if you can find a guy who really digs the deep, as it were.
Hey.
Then, you'll be good. And so I was thinking about this conversation I had with a guy a couple months ago. And, he just came out and said, he was really drunk, though, too. He's like, I'll just say it. It's like, I think you're beautiful, and I think you're really smart. Like, and I could tell, like, that's what, like, kind of got, like, would get him off.
Yeah.
Is when I'd argue with him. Because he started talking politics on this. I'm like, but you're not seeing it from this point of view.
Totally.
You're only seeing it from this and that. And then I started really kind of delving deep into it, making him see a different side. And I appreciated that he was receptive to it. Granted, again, drunk. different occasion, drunk
politics
as well.
Politics drunk? That sounds terrible.
Right. But I was being polite about it and smart and just kind of, like, held my own.
Yeah.
And so I knew that's kind of what, like, got him interested in me is the fact that I would talk back.
Yeah, that's sexy that I called you smart. I don't think I've ever been called smart. Like, well, I mean, no,
I think
no,
you're
I
think you're straight smart for sure. You have a way of, like, seeing through people and seeing through things that other people can't.
I have that. Yeah.
So you're. I call it street
BS
smart.
Meter on lockdown.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Which in turn makes you, I think, very smart.
You know what? Thank you.
So I think you're smart and sexy, especially because we're going to talk about something sexy we did recently.
Oh yeah, we are.
But. One of my girlfriends, she's like, well, he is kind of cute. You should go after, you know, you should try it out. I'm like, I'm not gonna, mostly because he has a girlfriend.
Okay, well, so, that's, yeah. But if not, would you have, like?
I was not attracted to him, like, as, like, face-wise. Like, I can get past the clothes and stuff, but I was not attracted to face.
Yeah. I mean, you still have to be attracted to the person.
It's like, wasn't. And, like, I'm like, I was just trying to picture, I'm like, maybe let's put a leather jacket, like, in my head, I'm like, get over this, like, block you have, Iggy. I'm like, put a leather jacket on. I'm like, everyone looks good in a leather jacket. I'm like, no, like, it's, and I also read this other thing online. It's like, what, how can you tell what the difference between a crush and love is?
Ooh,
it's
like, what?
If they get a haircut, a bad haircut, and they're still cute to you, that's love. Because if you have a crush, they're like, oh my God, I really like Luke Wilson.
Oh yeah.
Seahawks. With the long hair, I was like, hi. And then he cut his hair and he was just like, you look like every other guy. So he wasn't special to me anymore in that sense. Like, I wasn't, that's when I knew, like, okay, this is just a crush. Plus, I would probably drive him insane with all my, what I would do to him with his conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah, you would. Yeah.
By the way, best thing I've ever read online. If somebody's all conspiracy theory on you and won't shut the hell up, just be more outlandish than they are.
Just be even crazier.
Yeah. They're like, the moon landing was fake. Like, you believe in the moon?
Yeah.
What is this guy, man? You believing everything they tell you? You think the moon's real?
That's not a moon up there. It's just a really big
star. That's the reflection of the sun, okay? Yeah. There's glass in space and particles, which is reflecting what the sun looks like.
Damn, Vicky, you'd be actually really good at that.
I'm just lying. I'm real good at lying.
That was really good, though. I was like, that's unbelievable. There's probably glass up there. Sure.
Sure, why not? This is why you're street smart, sir.
Yeah, right. No, actually, though.
I love you.
They don't got streets up there, so I don't know what's going on up there.
That is fair. But that sort of thing, like I was not just attracted to him. And
so if there was a, like, good-looking, normal, like, tall, dark, handsome, like, no tattoos, not punk rock looking, like, blah, 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 and was really cool and nice, and would you give him a shot now?
I think I'd try it. Like, I've been talking to this one guy on Snapchat that I met a while ago.
Not a dating site, but Snapchat.
No. No, I didn't meet him on Snapchat.
Oh.
I met him, a while back when I went dancing with one of my friends.
Yeah.
And I got, like, we got each other's numbers. He had a really thick accent, so I couldn't barely understand how to pronounce his name.
What kind of accent?
He's from Turkey. But okay. He's been all over the world.
Wow.
He's real cute, actually.
Yeah, okay, so.
But it gets a little, like, I'm like, I want to actually talk to him, though, on, like, Snapchat. And then I think he's always like, hey, what do you want to do to me? Kind of like, he wants to kind of, like, lead that conversation. I'm like, I don't.
I'm so done with those kind of.
I'm like, I'm kind of getting over it. It's like, I can do that with anybody, okay?
Yeah.
I have, if I want to get sex, I can have sex. And I'm tired of just.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, I'm good. It's like, you have a party. And you already have the potato chips you like. You know you like these chips. You don't really want to try other ones. You're like, I have my chips. I got my popcorn. I know what I like. And I got it here.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool. I don't really. I mean, I could sample other chips. But why would I have these chips?
Yeah.
And then you're coming to the party with more freaking chips.
Yeah. And you're like, I don't just want. I just want you.
I want the dip. I want something else.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Bring some soda.
Like something else to the party. Because I'm already getting what I want. Like, I mean, granted, guys don't really want to hear that. But it's like, it's not an awful thing to say. Hey, bring something else to the party. Because this is not impressing me.
And we don't mean something like. Like something other sexually wise, we mean like something not sexual. Like
I can find his picture too if you want.
You should ask him out.
No, that's once Comic Con season's over and everything's going on, and he stops.
ECCC's next weekend. Everyone.
Yes,
yeah.
The thing is, like, yeah, it's I'm trying to wait for him to see if he's going to stop being that, like, hey, let's... Because I know so that the second I ask him, hey, do you want to go get coffee? He's going to want to go...
Get coffee.
And that's not... I'm like...
So when he does bring that up, how do you just avoid it?
I just send him a funny picture.
Oh, and he hasn't gotten the hint yet?
No. No.
Oh, man. How many times has he tried?
A couple.
Man, if this happens, if you're trying to get down and you're, like, trying to, like send a sexy text or something, and the girl sends you a funny picture, she doesn't want it. And honestly, you can maybe try one more time, but then never try again.
It's like, calm down, buddy.
Never try again. I would even after the first one, if she sends you a funny picture, you just wait for her to initiate that.
It's like, God, dude, leave me alone.
Because, no. No. Sometimes girls, no. Even on Snapchat and Tinder, sometimes they want more than just your D pick. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if I can find the guy. I'm having troubles.
Well, I'm all in for guys asking the girl out first, but if he's not going to, yeah, I see we just pull the trigger, and then if not.
Definitely not my type, typically.
Not your type at all.
Yeah, he's got pictures of him playing tennis.
I think you should just go out with him for, like, funsies anyway. Right?
Right. I'm like that, like, exhausts me at the moment. Mostly because I'm really tired right now. So, yeah. Like, you know, when someone's like, let's go work out. It's like, I don't
want too much.
Or like the idea of like, let's work out sometime. I'm like, no.
The good thing about me is I've always kind of just dated like everything. I don't really have like a specific type. You know what I mean? Like, I'm cool with tattoos. I'm cool with piercings. I'm cool with having nothing. I'm cool if you're tall. I'm cool if you're dark. I'm cool if you're
whatever's.
Yeah, exactly.
Although now I really want somebody that looks like Michael B. Jordan, because, hey,
with that hair. Black Panther. Oh,
so sexy. But speaking of sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Monday.
Yes, you guys, we did the photo shoot. We talked about it last episode.
Yes. So if you don't know what the photo shoot was, please explain.
My year with my boyfriend is next month.
Your anniversary.
Our anniversary. And... Yeah, he has been asking, so like totally already said it last episode, he has been asking to travel to my
back door.
He
likes
the rear window. Loves booties, loves butts, and so he's been asking for that for months, and I've been a little wuss about it because I haven't done it in years, and I'm always like, well, someday, you know, just totally like putting it off. Like, babe, I have a headache. Like, it's like back there has a headache. Like, so I'm going to give him that for our year, and I didn't really know how like to present it in a fun way, so I decided to take some boudoir / raunchy ass boudoir shots, and the lovely Vicky B was the photographer, and we took them on Monday, and my oh my,
you were nervous. Like, you even texted me the day before, like, oh my god, I was nervous.
Like, this is totally out of my comfort zone. I've never taken nude pictures, even like I've never taken nude selfies of myself and sent them to anyone ever, any boyfriend ever.
To be fair, your camera is so old on your phone.
Super ghetto, yeah.
That'd be just super pixelated. It's like, is that
you have, like, zoom in.
Like, what is it?
Yeah. So, yeah, I was nervous. I mean, I'm always afraid of things getting leaked, and, you know, if this guy and I break up, like, he... You know, like, if I screw him over or something and he goes on a rampage, or if, like, if his house gets robbed and all these pictures get stolen. I don't know. I think of the worst, you know, and I'm like, I mean, don't.
It's not a bad thing to think about, you know, what could happen with your actions.
Yeah, yeah, totally. So, and then I'm like, oh, man, I don't want all these pictures out there for everyone to see, especially, like, my parents and stuff. But, you know, this dude's cool. Vicky, I hear, like, was a great photographer and has done her friends before. And I was like, you know what, let's... YOLO swag. Like, I want to be 100 years old and be like looking back and like glad that I was like, all right, yeah, I did something. I feel good about it.
And like, plus, we'll take pictures that if for like the way I've always thought about like any naked pictures I've sent to people, it's like if this gets leaked, like aside from having to do like feeling bad for my parents, like how would I feel if the people saw my vagin jam, you know?
Vagin jam and your booty.
Or my booty. I'm like, honestly, I think I'd be like, yeah. That's my butt right there. Yep, see, that is my butt. Because there's no denying it, because I got tattoos on my butt and on my thighs and everywhere on my ribs. So there's no denying, those are not my breasts. Yeah. So that's not me.
She's very, yeah.
It's just like, I put stuff out there that you're proud to call your own.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, I was at first like, I'm not going to do any ones with my face in it because my body just looks like a body. Like, I don't have any tattoos or anything that's really like, oh, that's for sure, Sarah. But then I did like my hair and makeup and I was like, okay, let's just take a lot and then let's see how they do. And let's, you know, the only ones I'm going to give him and like actually print and like are going to be ones that, hey, if they're out there, I'm going to own it and be like, yeah, that is my vagina. Yes. Except not like full on. Like I didn't go like full penthouse status.
I mean, I saw some stuff, but I mean, the camera did not.
Well, the camera might have, but we're going to delete those. But yeah, it was an experience. And it was fun and it was freeing. And we did it on the bed and we did it on my stripper pole and we did it on my lawn and we did it on the stairs. I mean, Vicky's like, if anyone wants to get some pictures done.
I need to actually set up a company. I need to start buying all my my lights and stuff. Because I've thought about it for a while, but I had worried that if I buy like the expensive, like good quality lights and equipment, that I'm just buying it.
For the hell of it.
For the hell of it, and then I never use it.
Yeah, totally.
So I'm like, if I start doing these, I might as well just buy all the equipment.
Yeah. And it was, she made me feel very comfortable, and she gave me wine, so.
Yeah, I kept giving her wine. I'm like, here, drink more.
It's all I need. But yeah, so we're going to edit them and later today.
After this podcast, actually.
Oh, golly.
We'll figure out what we're going to do with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yay. And then actually some of them turned out good enough. You could probably post on your Instagram. And
I know, which is dope. That aren't too risque.
Yes. Just sexy enough.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm so down for sexy. And if you think about it, like some of the outfits that we're in, like people are more naked like on the beach. Like, right. Yeah, some of them I have like a thong on and this and that. But some I had like a whole corset and like fishnets on. And I'm like, people are more naked when they like are in the sunshine, you know?
Exactly. So I'm like, so, like I've seen a lot more.
Yeah.
Like just hanging out in like Fremont during the parade.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you see.
So I'm like, you're totally fine.
A whole lot of nothing during that parade.
I think we should end it there so we can go edit. I'm actually really excited. I want to go start editing.
All right, let's do it.
All right, see you guys.
Bye.